Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to respond, actually. I wonder if the listeners are sitting on a train or wherever and they go, "Hi," right after I say, "Hey, everybody, welcome to Doug Loves Movies. My name is Doug, and I love movies." Yeah! We are taping once again at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles before Comedy Death Ray, which is free to get into. You could get into my taping for free, but CDR tickets holders, ticket holders, get priority. I needed to mention that because it's been getting more and more crowded lately, and we are the pre-show to Comedy Death Ray. So if you're in Los Angeles and you want to come see Doug Loves Movies, make sure you get a ticket to Comedy Death Ray, and then you're in for all of it for sure. It's Tuesday, June 15th, 2010. Let's do this. It's time to announce the winner of the new logo contest. 392 people voted on a specialthing.com. 392 people had some time on their hands. And the runner-up, are we ready to show it? The runner-up was Popcorn Heads by Kathy Cribb. I know, people are sad. That was a super popular one. That was definitely in the top two. And but Popcorn Heads, we're not going to just disregard Popcorn Heads. Like, part of the thing about Popcorn Heads is when it's shrunk down really, really small, like on somebody's phone or something, there's so much good detail to it that you miss, that we're going to put Doug Loves Movies Popcorn Heads on the homepage of DougLovesMovies.com somewhere. So people will see it, and they'll enjoy it, and they might even clap for it, even when they're alone. But the winner is Pictogram by Kevin Ha, or Hoff, or Ha-gach. Hauf. Ha-gach-ha-hoff. And, yeah, and with this audience, it's not as popular, but... Like I said last week, I just love that it's my face over Doug, a heart over Loves, and then a camera over Movies. It should be called Doug Loves Cameras. But... It's Doug Loves Movies, and it really, when you look at it small, like next to a bunch of other podcasts, I think it'll really pop, and that's what we're really trying to do here, is get more people to you know, check it out and understand what it is before they even click on it. Doug's face loves movies. So thanks to everyone who came to see me in the comedy tent last weekend at Bonnaroo. I quickly want to say that Bonnaroo should be renamed either Mudhole or Shoe Ruining Festival or Smell Factory. And a guy died there this year. I guess they say somebody dies there almost every year because it's so hot and it's real easy to get drunk and high and fall asleep in a puddle of mud. Band member. And you remember Puddle of Mud? Do they still exist, or do they just seep into the earth? That was pretty good. But yeah, I didn't know dying was an option out of Bonnaroo. Like how badly do you want to see Weezer? Are you willing to die for the Flaming Lips? Yes, if they play Pink Floyd. Anyway, let's talk about movies. It's time to talk about movies. My guests tonight are three guys who will be opening for me this summer at clubs across the country. Please welcome the very funny comics David Huntsberger, Dan Gabriel, and Graham Elwood! Woo! Sit wherever you want, but not next to me. Come on in, Graham Elwood. Wearing flip-flops.
Cut my foot in Hawaii surfing, bitches.
Now, why would you call everybody bitches? Because you cut your foot surfing in Hawaii, bitches.
It's an endearment thing. Hello, bitches.
Oh, I see. You just totally have them on your side now.
Yes, exactly. How the fuck are you cocksucking bitches doing? You guys seem delightful this evening.
Graham is the guest that swore in front of Leonard Maltin when I got him on, which was one of the greatest things that ever happened.
That was great when you said, "Can I call you Lenny?" And he went, "No."
That's right, guy who doesn't smoke pot, because I said, "May I call you Len?" And he said, "No."
Oh, Lenny. Lenny, whatever.
May I call you Leonid?
Leonardo.
May I call you Leonardo? Let's reenact a scene from Gilbert Grape. No, I meant I was pretending to be in that moment with Len. I didn't mean do it now. Oh. Gilbert! But that is a really good impression of that fat lady. Or John C. Reilly. David Huntsberger. Yeah. Is here, and you will be working with me, performing with me at a place, unfortunately, called Dr. Grin's.
Yeah,
and it sounds like people are coming in for a dental appointment, it's in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, I looked on the website, no apostrophe, just
Dr. Grin's.
Multiple Dr. Grin's, just a tremendous amount of...
Where would the apostrophe go?
An apostrophe S.
Because the doctor grins?
He owns it, yeah.
Oh, it's his place.
Right, yeah. Come on in.
No, but it just comes... What dentist puts apostrophe S on their place?
All of them?
They do?
Only the most reputable. Well, I don't know if any doctors...
Only the most reputable dentists.
Only the ones with diplomas.
Well, no, none of
when
them have
looking for a dentist, look for an apostrophe.
But no dentist or doctor.
It says their full name and then dentistry or DDS.
Exactly,
doesn't
yeah.
doesn't say apostrophe
yeah,
S
yeah,
at the end
never
of the
like,
dentist's name.
Right. It's never
case
like,
closed.
Okay. I tried four or five times to, but forget it.
You'll be there with me at Dr. Grin's. August 26th through 28th. It's really fun. There's the local morning radio is right there downtown near the club, so you just walk over there or you get a ride for a block. And then there's a radio DJ called Puddin that
nice.
You get to talk to.
Yeah.
And he every time I go on, he tries to show me Two Girls, One Cup, and I refuse to look at it. It makes sense a guy named Puddin would be into Two Girls, One Cup. So, Dan Gabriel, you're going to be with me at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, I am. Much
That's
better.
That's going to be August 5th through 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then skull. Small room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tiny. It's like it seats 90 people, and they do two shows a night. And 90? It's
thought
really
it was
fun.
I thought it was like 40. I thought it was.
It seats 10 people.
It's tiny.
No, it's like 90 people.
Yeah.
40? That would be like, how could you even? That you can't run a business doing 40 people at a time. Tickets are $700. And then Graham Elwood's doing lots of dates with me this summer, including the Pot the Vote tour.
Boom.
Of California. That's where Graham and I are going to tour cities where that they should vote on November 2nd to completely legalize marijuana. I know July is a little early to be doing that. I don't know if it'll really work as a tool to remind them. Hey, don't forget to vote 3 or 4 months from now. But still.
Yeah, stoners.
You can get your Pot the Vote tour shirts. We have Pot the Vote tour shirts at donkeytees.com, and if you use the discount code MOVIES, you get, I think it's 20% off. Graham and I are going to be at July 20 and 21 at the Sacramento Punchline, July 23rd at the Cellar Door in Visalia, July 25 and 27th at San Francisco Punchline, and July 26th at the San Jose Improv. So, Graham, what have you been to the movies lately?
Yeah, I just came from the A-Team at the Grove.
Wait, so you saw a movie and then came over here to do the podcast?
Yeah.
That is so incredibly diligent of you. David Huntsberger, what have you seen lately? Like, I don't even talk to you about it. Like, you squeezed it in this afternoon. I'm like, oh, great, you saw a movie? Good for you. Dan Gabriel, you're next. So what'd you think of the A-Team?
Going in with very little expectations, it's not, you know, anyone who's like, it wasn't as true to the series, because the series was it was like the Bionic Woman, like it was really stupid.
Yeah,
like,
it was insanely stupid.
And it was, and so this is just a bigger, dumber version of that, and there's some funny stuff in it where you're like, yeah, but I mean, you know, Liam Neeson, you know, he wants to light a cigar and go, I love it when a plan comes together, like...
That was more Papa Smurfish.
Well, no, that's Mr. Magoo. That's what that is. So,
is there any point in the A-Team where Liam Neeson gets to say his new catchphrase, get under the bed, now they're going to take you?
I thought he said release the Kraken.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick, get under the bed, they're going to take you.
Well, why am I getting under the bed?
There's dust mites.
I've acquired a specific set of skills. God, I love Taken. I could watch that on a loop. There's all right. There's some ridiculous stuff, but the show was ridiculous. I mean, the show just had all these crazy...
Yeah, so that's the excuse. They should make more big screen movies based on shit TV shows, so somebody will go on a panel on a podcast and go, well, it wasn't as bad as the shit TV show.
Well, my question is, what are they going to make 20 years from now? Is it just going to be like... 24, the movie, or like, what is it, like, what are they going to do?
Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, I don't know what, Perfect Strangers. They're going to take 80s sitcoms and finally Balky's to the big screen.
The saddest thing about that is that, like, genuine, like, trained actors would be walking around town like, damn it, I thought I had Balky nailed. I said cousin too many times.
Pierce Brosnan Pinchot is still alive. So he could play the role still. Dan Gabriel, you're going to be with me. We already mentioned that. What movies do you... Dan Gabriel, movies?
I'm kind of embarrassed. The last movie I saw was It's Complicated.
Wow. I don't care how you got there or what happened. I want to know what was the last movie that you saw. It's stoner movies. Who's on first? Too bad there isn't a movie called None of Your Business and a movie called Shut the Fuck Up. We could totally argue about it all day. Did you enjoy it? It's Complicated when three of our biggest movie stars and gross national products sat there and smoked weed and then had a good time and nothing bad happened to them?
Yeah,
pretty much. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I liked it more than I thought I would. It was, had its parts.
Well, you know, it was based on that shitty TV show.
It's Complicated.
It's Complicated, starring Denise Richards. No, there was a reality show called It's Complicated that Denise Richards was the star of. If they made a movie of that, I would totally fuck it. And Mr. David Huntsberger.
Yes.
What have you seen?
Tons.
Tons. Break it down for us.
Well,
what's the best one you've seen?
The best one I've seen, you and I saw, was Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Yeah, we went on a gay play date together while we were on the road. Where were we? We were in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, yeah.
And we saw Exit Through the Gift Shop. People, Exit Through the Gift Shop, every time the subject comes up now, people are saying that Mr. Brainwash is also Banksy, and that Banksy made the whole thing up.
That would be awesome if that's the case. That would be great.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Make another documentary where they point that out? And then next thing you know, you're just sitting at home staring at yourself in a mirror. Like, like how complicated and convoluted can a documentary be, ultimately? Yeah.
I agree. I think it's just beneath Banksy to do that. You know, like that
I'm glad you have such high standards for that guy who appears in a hood with his voice all pixelated. I'm going to put you in a basket.
Has anyone ever made a movie that just basically said, I'm fucking awesome? Like, you walk out of there like, that guy's so cool. Oh, he made it? Cool. That's great. He told me how awesome he was, and I believed it. Like, when
yeah, that movie's called Rocky.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me, I'm in Philadelphia this weekend.
That's right.
What Healing time will you be running up the stairs?
This could be a bummer because some of the listeners of this podcast, they listen to it like on Monday during a commute or whatever. So me saying I'm in Philadelphia this weekend means they're going to hear about it on Monday morning. They're going to be like, oh, shit.
Philly was great.
Oh, man. We had such a good time there, didn't we, Graham?
Oh, you missed it. You missed so many good
shows. Oh, my God. The cheesesteaks.
Oh, my God.
The Liberty Bell.
Oh, independence.
It was nuts.
Oh, Declaration of Independence.
Is that in Philadelphia?
Well, they signed it there or something, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, but then they moved it to wherever Nicolas Cage stole it from.
Yeah. That's where you're getting your history.
Always back to movies with me. Always back to the movies.
National Treasure is fact, folks. Everything in there is correct.
Adult goodies.
On the plane back from Bonnaroo, on the ride back, I got to see Valentine's Day, which is, did any of you guys see it?
No.
On purpose or on accident?
No. Isn't
anyone in this audience
see
it? Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah.
No. A guy and a girl said yeah, and they're both sitting apart across the aisle from each other, so they're not even a guy agreeing with his girlfriend. Some other guy who must have a... Did a girl take you to it? Or insist you go to it?
I took a girl to it.
You took a girl to it, yeah. Did you put stuff in her after? Hey! I'm conducting this interview, Senator. We look like a panel of... totally interrogating this poor dude. But I just... I would think if you had sex after it, then it would be an awesome movie. But the thing that I enjoyed most about it is after I had watched maybe an hour of it, I thought, oh my God, this is like the extended remix of... This is the beginning of every disaster movie ever made. It's a bunch of stars mingling about. They're sort of connected to each other. They have these weird little dramas that don't matter, and they're saying jokes that aren't funny. And then the fucking earthquake hits, or the tidal wave comes, or something fucking happens. Valentine's Day is 90 minutes of Love Boat without the love or the boat. It's just well-known actors just moving around on set and live locations throughout Los Angeles and San Francisco. I rest my case.
Well done. Have you no shame, man, in the audience who said he liked that movie?
Maybe people like it just because it is relentlessly pleasant. Like, it's got a sleazebag character that's fucking around on his wife, and still somehow it's all cute and fun and
relentlessly
and
pleasant.
Adorable. It just, but it's all, it just feels like, okay, when that fucking natural disaster happens,
relentlessly
when that
pleasant.
Tornado comes through and kills half of these people, it's going to be sweet. Like, I didn't see, what was the 2012, was that what it was called?
Yeah, that was Violently Mediocre.
But wasn't the first part just John Cusack's running around? He doesn't pay enough attention to his family, and his wife has a business that they're having trouble, and she knows a plumber who wants to run for president. And then shit starts to happen.
You couldn't describe any plot in that voice with being like, that sounds pretty good.
I should be the voice on movie phone. Yeah. It's about a bunch of babies sitting around being babies from four different countries where they have babies.
Playing at 4 o'clock, 6:15, 8:40.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, don't lie to the home viewer. Listener.
Yeah, whatever. Viewer.
Whatever.
Put on your 3D glasses.
Put on your 3D
I want to view this podcast.
Let's play Build a Title.
Boo.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Haven't played it in a while. People love it. Joe loves it in the front row.
You are holding that sign up very diligently.
Yeah, we know it's you, Joe.
There's a guy in the front row named July. He's sitting next to August Wilson, the dead playwright. That's adorable that you guys are holding up your signs.
Hold it up. Hold it up.
You all have the same. You all pulled from the same notebook, your pages.
Kelvin, you had some trouble on the E there, buddy.
I can't even tell what that one says.
That one says your child.
Which one of us? Welcome to another episode of Maury. These guys have white stick-on name tags that they acquired somewhere, and too lazy to hold them up. Well, also, because I said stick some name tags on yourselves, you guys followed the instructions. You also wore shirts. You wore crazy shirts. But let's play Build a Title before we get to Leonard Maltin and pick our contestants. Let's do a quick Build a Title. That's, of course, where each person has to add a title to the beginning or the end of a title. Sometimes I play it on Twitter to annoy my followers. I saw recently on cable, still holds up, one of the greatest movies of all time, The Godfather. So I've been wanting to do this for weeks, but I finally got it in. Let's play Build a Title, starting with The Godfather. Let's start down there with Graham Elwood. You need a movie that ends in Godfather or begins in Godfather.
Wait, what?
Or ends in God and begins in Father. You know what I mean.
The doesn't come into play?
We take the out.
Okay.
So I just
gets
like...
gets complicated because no movie ends in the.
I just add a word either before or after Godfather.
That has ends in the word God or begins in Father, that's the title of a movie.
Wait, what? I got to make the whole movie?
Like, oh God, Father.
Yeah, if you wanted to go ahead and tell somebody what to say before it's their turn. Like, so, title ends in God or one that begins in Father. We're building a long title, and the object is to throw in some stoppers so that the next guy can't continue to add to the title. And I'll play, too.
Using already existing other movies.
I love to remind...
Don't you have your own movie podcast?
I love to remind people about this, that Graham never smokes pot, and I smoke it all the time. So you be the judge.
I've had a lot of head traumas.
and yeah, you had foot coral trouble.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
Fucked up.
Why do you think everybody in the cast of Lost gets a DUI over there? What's that about?
I don't know. It's a crazy island, man. You're just driving around. Everyone's drunk on Primo beer, and why not?
I thought you'd have an answer. So end with God or begin with Father, movie title. You can go with Oh God since it's already been said, but then no movies end in O that I know of. Maybe I'll think of one.
Like, could I say Sins of the Godfather?
There's a movie called Sins of the God?
Sins of the Father.
You're an asshole.
It doesn't work like that.
You're a complete asshole.
People listening are so frustrated right now.
That's the number one complaint I get is when guests don't know how to play the games. People just like furiously type away. I hate it when the guests can't know how to play the game. Make them listen to the show before they come on. Do you know what it's like trying to get comedians to listen to a podcast? Graham, have you ever listened to this show?
I don't listen to my own podcast.
Well, why would you?
Neither.
You were there.
Wait a minute, Dan.
But yeah, no, we don't have time to listen to podcasts, even though we're on them and make them and appear on them all the time. Let's go to David Huntsberger.
Sure. Passing.
Do you want to go with Oh Godfather?
No,
or do you want
to
change it?
I'm going to go with Dear Godfather.
Because there was a movie called Dear God.
Yes.
See how that works, Graham?
Yeah, I loved it.
Next time you're on the show, I think you'll be great at this.
That'd be great.
Dan, it's on to you now. You need something that ends in dear or begins in father.
How about Dear God, Father of the Bride?
Nailed it.
Yes. Nice.
That was good. I'm going to go Dear God, Father of the Bride of Frankenstein.
Dear Godfather of the Bride of Frankenstein Returns.
There was a movie called Bride of Frankenstein Returns?
Yes, there is.
Do you think that Leonard Maltin would verify it if I looked it up right now?
Yes.
All right, then I'm not going to look it up then.
Every movie made in the 50s, there was a bride of.
But that's a good stopper, because there's no movie that begins in Returns.
There's a Bride of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
So
yeah, there is. There's a bunch of movies that begin in Returns.
With the word return.
Returns plural?
Returns the packages. Returns you. We're on David now, though. Do you have anything that ends in dear or begins in returns? Even though I just...
Is there... Do they make a movie
nothing
called...
Begins in returns?
Oh, dear?
Oh, dear.
Now he's just going to put O in front of everything. Yeah. Returns?
Oh, Frankenstein. Oh, bride. Oh, dear. Let's look it up really quick.
Oh, man, this show's tied together. Shitty TV shows, movies in the future. Yes, dear, the movie. Yeah. Yep. People at home.
Wait a second. You're calling Yes, Dear shitty?
Yes. Very.
Dear. How dare you? That was an episode that as
Buckaroo really
waiter.
Hushed the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of.
It's a popular show. What am I looking up? Oh, dear?
Oh, dear. See if Oh, dear's a movie.
Oh, dear. I doubt it. But if it is, this game is over. Even if it's not. Do you have any? No, it's not. According to Leonard Maltin.
Damn it.
It's not. Do you have anything to add, Dan?
Now it has to end in dear and not
this
O.
This is quite crazy that Graham Elwood's about to win this game.
Well, it has to be returns. It can't be return.
No, I mean it could be, but that'd be weird. You can't just go around dropping letters off of words.
Yeah, what are you, Dr. Grin?
Oh, I've got it. I've got it. Can I try again? Doug, I've got it. I finally got it. I'm sorry. I was just throwing out Oh Dear as a question, but here it comes.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There you go.
That's not a movie.
Yeah. Point of order. That is not a motion picture.
That is a
clearly. That's a 44-minute long cartoon
counts.
For television.
Everyone's seen it. Everyone would call it a movie.
Nope. What? Oh, okay.
Everyone calls TV shows movies?
Everyone's seen Nightline.
I love
so
that movie, Happy Days.
You're saying... We all know Nightline is a movie because we've seen it.
Have you guys seen that movie, 60 Minutes?
It's amazing.
Rudolph,
it's all
Sports
tick, tick,
Center
tick, and Jack Bauer's all. I need more time. Okay.
Check to see if there's an animated
We're done. We're done.
I think there is.
There is. Don't even
there's
think.
No Rudolph the Red.
Dear Godfather of the Bride of Frankenstein Returns. That's the end of the game, and
damn
the winner
it.
Is Graham Elwood.
Say that again louder, bitches. Graham Elwood, motherfucker. Oh, shit.
I'm never playing that game with you again.
Yeah, and you didn't check Frankenstein Returns.
Dude, we don't have time for that shit. We have to play.
What?
We have to play the Leonard Maltin game. It really matters
so.
Because
Let's
people have
along.
Name tags in the audience.
Have you seen over to our stage left here? We've got some other names. We've got.
You want to name some of them?
How about Brandon, Laura, Brad, Brian, and Chris, who is drinking water out. What is it? Hold up that thing. It says boxed water is better. Way to go, hippie. No plastic. Wait, nice work. Now fucking recycle my Odwalla juice.
Graham Elwood just threw an Odwalla juice at the young man.
What does it say on the milk carton? Boxed water is better. You're a non-plastic guy.
Is there a side that says something like our future is missing? On the side of that milk box? Please help find our future. Drink water out of a milk box. Like a weirdo. That's Spike. That's got booze in it, doesn't it? Oh, it doesn't. Okay. Weirdo.
Yeah.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Let's do it.
A lot of innovations, a lot of changes to the game lately. Laura over there has an amazing name tag. I'm really impressed by Laura's name tag. But as I've said in the past, the people that get here early enough to grab these crucial seats next to me where I can communicate easily with you, and you have a name tag on, that gets... So you, without the name tag, you, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, get that.
I don't know what you're up to. But we're going to have Nate over here. Dan Gabriel's going to play for Nate.
Wait, and, can I just ask...
Can you ask?
Yeah.
No.
I want to make sure someone that doesn't like Yes Dear is on my team.
How about who does like Valentine's Day?
This is the episode where I decided to not... This is the one where I decided to not let the... You know you guys are the only ones laughing right now, right? Whatever exchange you just had is not entertaining anyone but the two of you.
Someone listening right now is... Somebody in Philadelphia that missed our show.
Call in. Call my phone right now if you enjoyed that. Nothing. Okay, so...
Wait a minute.
Now, this is the first week where I decided to not have all the extra banter of choosing contestants that way, like having you get involved in who you're playing for.
Oh, okay.
And then you are like, I want someone who likes Yes Dear.
Because first of all, none of them are going to admit to liking Yes Dear. They don't want the prizes that badly.
I want someone who doesn't like Yes Dear.
Oh, well, then they all don't like Yes Dear. So you're fine. Then you get fucking Andrew. Do you like Yes Dear? No, he doesn't like it at all. Jesus, it's so simple if you just let me do this. So, David, you'll be playing for Andrew, who doesn't like Yes Dear, even though I was on it once. And Mark with a C, that's who Graham's going to be playing for.
Do you like the Weather Channel, the movie?
You make it sound like those shows.
He won't even answer the question. He refuses to answer the question because someone's calling me right now. That's weird.
Told you.
I just asked somebody to call me.
They love it.
What's 858? What area code is that?
San Diego.
All right.
Sweet home, San Diego.
San Diego action. All right, let's play a Leonard Maltin game. Who are you playing for, Dan?
Nate. Playing for Nate.
Who are you playing for, David?
Andrew.
Oh my God!
You said the
sullen contestant.
Yes,
you're the sullen contestant.
Andrew.
I don't like playing games when I don't get to pick based on what people hate.
Sorry. That was just a tone issue. Sorry, Andrew. Just not great with tone
issue.
Andrew.
Let's start with Graham Elwood there on the end. Who's playing?
Me and Mark gonna take it home.
I was a creep.
There's one sarcastic laugh in the audience. When you say the word ha, you clearly are just faking it. Graham, would you like to play movies that take place in San Francisco, tearjerkers, or aforementioned disaster movies?
Disaster.
Here we go. Would you like to play a movie from 1997, 2000, or 1974 in the disaster category?
74.
Here we go. Graham Elwood playing for
Boom.
Mark.
Boom. Buckle up, Mark.
what's going to happen to Mark? Is he on an ejector device?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Len Maltin gives this 2.5 stars. Probably reasonable. It was a big hit at the time. Very long movie, 165 minutes. And it won the Oscars for cinematography and editing. And it features 14 names. Disaster movie with 14 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Graham Elwood? Think about it for as long as possible.
Six names,
says Graham Elwood. David Huntsberger.
Name that movie.
Wow. Going for a quick point.
That's for you, Andrew.
Let's see what Graham does with this. First name on the list. I'll give you the clues again. It's from 1974, 2.5 stars, and it won cinematography and editing at the Academy Awards. And you get six names. First name, I don't even know what he plays in this movie. Don't even remember him being in it. Dabney Coleman. But then the other five names are Gregory Sierra, Susan Flannery, Robert Wagner, Robert Vaughn, and O.J. Simpson.
That is, that's Towering Inferno.
That's correct.
Damn it!
Graham is really enjoying the moment. Even though...
Mark, we call that a victory lap.
Kind of a hollow victory, because when it's... The category is disaster movies from the 70s that O.J. Simpson was in, there's just the one. There's an only answer, and you got it. Congratulations.
Actually, I had it at... I had it at 74, disaster. I knew it. I knew
that
it.
Narrows it down pretty good, I think. That's what Anthony Jeselnik used that move. Twice.
And Robert Vaughn, boom, sold. Man from Uncle.
He dies pretty early on, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He and Robert Wagner both like fall to their death pretty early.
Lauren,
Robert Wagner runs through a room with a wet towel on his head.
Dude.
And still burns
Steve
to death.
Steve McQueen.
I can't believe it. He put a wet towel on his head.
Steve McQueen and Paul Newman are in that movie. It's an amazing film. I mean, it's like Lauren Green's in it. Charlton Heston's in it.
Did you really just say it's an amazing film, Lauren Green's in it?
Yes.
All right, let's play our game.
Because we all know Ponderosa is a great movie.
Moving to David Huntsberger. Would you like to play for this next title? Would you like it to be a... oh, wait, David Huntsberger got...
Graham got his ass kicked.
Yeah, Graham got the point. Huntsberger didn't, so we go to Dan Gabriel. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Dan Gabriel. Disaster movies? Oh, no, wait. We already did that one. Let's go Star Wars alumni movies. People from Star Wars are in these movies. John Lithgow, future guest, movies that he's in. Or number twos, which is sequels.
Wow.
Pick a category. Star Wars, John Lithgow, or number two?
I'm going to go with sequels.
Sequels, here we go.
Sequels.
Where fudge is made.
Would you like...
Two.
A sequel from 1970, 1974, or 2008?
2008.
Here we go. That's good. Keep it in your wheelhouse. Len gives it 3 stars. I don't give a shit what he gives it. Clue from Leonard's review is Kyle MacLachlan appears unbilled. Okay, there are 11 names. Start the bidding, Dan Gabriel.
Five.
Dan can get it in 5 names. Graham Elwood.
Oh, name that movie, Daniel. It's complicated.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Recap of the clues. 2008. Len gives it 3 stars. I don't care. Kyle MacLachlan appears unbilled. You get 5 names, and they are Blythe Danner, Shohreh Aghdashloo. I think I pronounced that right. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for House of... Paint and Sand. That's not what it was called. Michael Rady, Leonardo Nam, and Rachel Ticotin. Or Ticotin. I've never known how to pronounce her name. She was in Total Recall. I didn't recall.
Okay. do I guess now?
Yeah, those are your 5 names.
Is it Meet the Fockers?
Oh, that's an excellent guess, but incorrect. See if anyone knows. The rest of the names are Tom Wisdom, Rachel Nichols, Blake Lively, America Ferrara, Alexis Bledel.
Oh,
pants. People are yelling, pants.
Pants.
Amber Tamlin, pants. There's something sexy about those 4 girls sharing that pair of pants, that it fits all of them, and that they've all had their
and
vagina.
And they never wash
pants.
It.
I love it. Anyway, I've only seen traveling pants movies on airplanes, and fortunately the lavatory was available right when it was over. What? It's a long movie. I had to pee.
Your pants had to travel down.
All right, so, yeah. So who said name that movie? Graham?
Yes.
So Graham's the winner of the Leonard Maltin game. He got two for two.
Joke's on you, Mark. He didn't bring a CD.
Hey, Dan, spoiler alert. Dan, spoiler alert, Gabriel.
I've never won this game before.
Let me tell you what you've won, Mark.
I've never won this game before. I've been on
it's
your show numerous times, and I never won. And I just
and at the beginning, you didn't know what the fuck you were doing.
No, I didn't. And I still won that game too, bitch. Damn, it's like a shutout. Y'all are suckers.
You're very gracious in victory.
You're suckers. He's the most gracious, victorious. Oh, my agent's calling. Okay, so that's for reals. Verify that, Dan.
It is for reals. It's more than one for real.
Yeah. So, Mark, I asked everybody. Dan Gabriel smokes a lot of pot. I smoke a lot of pot. David Huntsberger smokes a lot of alcohol. He smokes a lot of beer. And Graham Elwood, clean living. Coral fucking up his foot. Graham Elwood. Of all of us, he's the one that didn't remember to bring a copy of his CD to give you at this point in the program.
So here's what I'm going to do for you, Mark.
Oh, shit. Hand job out back?
Yeah, total.
Out back?
You and three of your buddies share a pair of jeans, and I'll fuck them in an airplane. No. No, give me your address, and I will.
Give me your address.
Give me your address and your bank info, and... No, give me somewhere, and I will send you a copy of my CD, Graham Elwood, the Comedian's Got a Boo-Boo, available on iTunes and ComedyFilmNerds.com. And if you want, I've never done this, you can do a guest interview on my ComedyFilmNerds.com podcast if you want to be on it.
Guest interview?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you want to be a guest on his show? He lives in New Hampshire.
Well, phone just in. Enjoy this fucking, yeah, phone in
interview.
To be a live phone in.
What?
Yeah. Well, that'd be great.
Well, then just give me your Skype info and...
So you're just visiting for like a few days or something? And you got here and got in the seat for the contest and then you got paired up with Graham Elwood? You must have thought you were doomed. And then you won. That's fantastic. People from New Hampshire win, you guys. Not as bad as it's cracked up to be. You win David Huntsberger's CD entitled Hello Robot, and he had an autistic child draw the cover. And you... No, that's his own artwork that he does funny cartoons that you can see at his website, I think, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And then Dan Gabriel has an album called Baby for Sale. Not coincidentally, he has a baby, so that's a cry for help. And then... And then you'll get...
You take PayPal for your baby?
You'll get both of my CDs that I've done on two consecutive 420s, Professional Humoridian and Unbalanced Load. Professional Humoridian, of course, is available at astrecords.com, and Unbalanced Load is on Comedy Central Records. Let's hear it for Mark for winning all of that. Plus, I guess since he's from New Hampshire and he's going to be going home, he should just settle for the hand job out back.
Yeah, get your best pair of dungarees, fella. Because I'm going to fuck him.
But trade info with Graham so he can send you a copy of Comedian's Got a Boo-Boo. And if you're if you listen to this podcast regularly, we're keeping it free for as long as possible. We might put some ads in there or sponsors or whatever, but we're going to try to keep it as free as possible. So when me and my guests are out on the road, please come see us live. Come buy a ticket, because then that's a nice way of sort of paying us back or contributing or whatever. Even though the comedy clubs get most of the money, it's still nice to see podcast listeners in the audience. And if a lot of you are in the audience, then we can start actually playing some of these games in my show with people from the audience. But now in comedy clubs, there's too many people in the audience to be like, what the fuck is Doug Loves Movies? What the shit do I care about? Oh, Steve McQueen and Paul Newman were in Towering Inferno? Thanks for the tip, genius.
Oh,
and of course,
I like fucking 2012 and Traveling Sister Pants. Those are good movies.
Traveling Sister Pants.
What? That's what some idiot at a Funny Bone that we would play would say.
Do not make fun of people that come to see us at the Funny Bone.
Oh,
where we will be August 17th through the. No. I don't think we have any Funny Bone dates.
No, I love the Funny Bone.
Yeah, you love it. You totally love it. And could the three of you please tell us, while I find out from the audience members who lost tonight, I'm going to find out who they want to name a shithead at the end of the show, but if the three of you could just take turns telling us your Twitter name so people can follow you on Twitter, and anything you've got coming up that we should check out.
The Dan Gabriel is my Twitter name because Dan Gabriel was taken. So it's the Dan Gabriel. And dangabriel.net is my website. And I have two CDs on iTunes. And I'm also selling my child. Everybody's into it. I got a free baby.
Andrew was the only one that tried to get a clap going when you said I have two CDs on iTunes. I think that's great.
So Andrew's supporting him completely.
I was playing for the best guy and I lost.
He was clapping
Damn
for
it.
Yes, dear.
Who wouldn't?
He was lying.
Which
to
is
you.
Also available on iTunes.
Yeah. My Twitter is Huntsberger Junk, as in just junk I put out there.
Because your whole
junk.
Account, your whole Twitter account, is written from the point of view of your balls and dick.
See, back to apostrophes.
Huntsberger
There's
junk.
No apostrophe S junk. It's just Huntsberger Junk, as in junk I put out on the internet. And my website's davidhuntsberger.com, and I have a new CD coming out some point this summer on Stand Up Records. So, hello.
Stand Up Records, that's some guy who made it up and he's scamming you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm with Stand Up Records.
You're going to be a huge star.
We're a division of comedy albums. All right, Graham, what do you got going
on? I'm
on
Twitter, at Graham Elwood Returns. No, just at Graham Elwood. You can also go get my tour dates on Facebook and also grahamelwood.com. And if you like people seriously talking about, yeah, man, Steve McQueen and Paul Newman were in that, listen to my podcast that Doug has been on, Comedy Film Nerds. Comedy Film
which
Nerds.
Which is more, it's more of a discussion of movies and current stuff that's going on in movies.
It's nothing like this.
It's really there's less dicking around.
Yeah, it's real nerdy. We get all nerdified on it. So, yeah, check that out. And so my CD, Graham Elwood the Comedian, has a boo-boo, is on iTunes as well, and Comedy Film Nerds.
Enough!
And I was born August 5th. I'm a Leo. I like chocolate cake and
I'm going to be at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky with Graham Elwood, June 24th through 26th, 2010. We're doing a 420 matinee at the Improv in Louisville, Kentucky on June 27th, 2010. And we'll be at the City Arts Center at Fair Park in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Monday, June 28th, 2010. For more info, Google that shit, y'all. Another round of applause for Dan Gabriel, David Huntsberger, and Graham Elwood. As always, J.J. Abrams is a shithead, and Oliver Platt is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in